She first stole our hearts on Ben Higgins' season 20 of The Bachelor. And then America fell in love with her all over again on season 12 of The Bachelorette, where she gave the final rose to her now fiancé, Jordan Rogers. I have to say, she was one of my all-time favorite ones ever on The Bachelorette. She's joining me to share tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen. And of course, we're going to talk about Bachelor and Bachelorette. Welcome to my show, JoJo Fletcher.
What's up, Wendy?
Oh, my God. I follow you. I don't follow anyone. I follow you.
I'm so honored.
How's Jordan?
Jordan's so good. He's really great.
I have to say, you guys are the cutest.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. He's super cute. He helps me out a bit.
Oh, you guys are adorable together. I follow you on anything. Before we start talking about home renovation, which I can't wait to talk about, I have to ask you, take us back. How did it first start for you to actually be on The Bachelor?
How did it all start from the very beginning?
How did it all start? Like, how did you decide to do
sister.
It?
Well, it's actually a funny story. I got broken up with, I think, from a really horrible relationship that I was in. The show was coming to town for a casting, and one of the producers of the show at the time knew my older brother and was like, hey, if your sister's single, she should come. And I was like, whatever, I'm going to go. Like, you know, bitter from the breakup. Didn't think anything would happen, and then, like, a couple months went by, and then I got this call. So that's how it all started.
Oh, my God. And no regrets. No regrets at all.
Oh, my God.
Right?
No regrets at all. I always tell people, they ask me, like, would you tell, like, your friend to do it? 100%.
I mean, what? Especially because you see all things happen for a reason, and you're proven that.
Yeah, I mean, they were like, how did you become The Bachelor? I was like, well, I got dumped on national television, but look at me now.
But look at me, exactly. So no regrets whatsoever. And when they asked you to do The Bachelor, did you say yes right away?
You know, they kind of made me sweat it out. I had thought about it. It was like over the course of a couple months, and I didn't know that I was chosen till like a week before filming. They had told me to pack up all my stuff and come to L.A., because I might be The Bachelorette, but I didn't find out until, like, a couple of days before.
I think people don't realize, like, what the journey's like. I mean,
it's
you
crazy.
Really have to... You know, recently I had your good friend Becca Tilly on, and I just said, I adore you guys. You're so cute. And she was telling us, too, you know, it's a whole journey. You have to really pack for you don't know what. Hair, makeup, everything.
And you never end up coming with all the stuff that you need, and you're super stressed, and you can't buy anything. It's like a whole thing.
And you don't know how long your journey's going to be, so you don't know if you need to pack for, like... How long, right?
I know. How awful to go and buy, you know, so many beautiful gowns and get sent home night one. That was, like, my biggest fear. I was like, oh, am I going to be able to return all these clothes?
So wasn't it more fun being The Bachelorette, though, obviously?
Okay. People ask me this all the time. I, obviously, being The Bachelorette, you know, and how my experience turned out, of course, but I had so much fun just with my girlfriends on The Bachelor. Like, that experience was so much fun.
So who else?
And less stressful.
Yeah, I'm sure, because you're not, like, I mean, everyone's staring at you all.
Yeah, you're not, like, wondering if you're going to get dumped at any moment.
But you wouldn't change anything at all. And
no.
What advice would you have for someone that was going to do it? You would say, just go do it, right?
Oh, my gosh. Unless you're a total, like, psychopath lunatic, you're going to be fine. Like, go enjoy it. Don't be scared of what, like, your edit might be. Enjoy the experience and all that can come with it, and just, you'll never get to do it again. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It really is. And what was, like, the best part? Was it the girlfriends?
Well, me and Jordan.
Well, besides, well, that's obvious, you and Jordan.
Yeah, I would say just the friendships you develop and those sort of experiences that you go through and you bond in, it's very unique.
And stressful was probably like living in a bubble in the public eye.
Oh, yeah. It actually was kind of nice to completely disconnect from the world for a couple months, though, I will be honest.
I'm sure. Okay, so let's talk. Okay, so you were a real estate developer.
Yes.
And I think, and I don't know if a lot of people know that. And then you are flipping houses. I love watching your guys' story. Like, how fun, how much fun are you guys having?
It is so much fun. We're actually renovating a house right now. And it's been so great to actually have Jordan here helping me. Like, before I did it by myself. And the fact that he loves doing it with me, it makes it so much better.
I know. And the filming of you guys, everything about, I'm telling you, I'm your biggest fan. I really am. And I don't watch shows like that. But you got me hooked.
I love it.
Because you're so down to earth and you're so normal, and you know, you guys just are just cute. Anyway, okay, so
Thanks, Wendy.
The best way to finance your kitchen renovation, because the kitchen is the heart of our home.
Yes. Okay. Obviously, everyone loves a kitchen. It's so exciting to think about renovating a kitchen. But what's probably not as exciting is obviously your finances and your budgeting. So I always just tell people when financing your home renovation to explore all your options, you know. So that's why I'm here. I've partnered with Marcus by Goldman Sachs to share some of those renovation tips that I have. I recommend a Marcus Home Improvement Loan as a really great option if you're looking to borrow money and if you have good credit to do those renovations. Marcus offers no fees. It's a fixed rate up to $40,000. And like I said, there's no fees ever, which is amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So everyone should go do it. I mean, you're putting money into your house, and then it's for later on. It's better for resale anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And this is just a way, like, it takes one of those extra stresses that comes along with renovating your home, because there is a lot of stressful things that can happen.
And don't put anything on your credit card, because those fees can just really go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think people realize all the jargon that's involved with credit cards and all the, you know, the added fees with that. So the Marcus Home Improvement Loan, it's so straightforward. It's simple. You have a fixed rate. It's just one less thing you have to worry about.
Okay. So let's talk about some design trends and colors.
Yeah.
What are your favorite?
Okay, my design trends, I feel like, change and shift quite often, but there's, like, one thing that I always seem to go towards, and it's just that fresh, crisp, bright white that I love having in my home. It's just it, and I feel like it's timeless. Like, you're never going to be like, oh, why is my kitchen white? Because you can always add color and decor and accents and anything like that.
I agree. I like white because it's clean, it's simple, and it's bright.
And you just feel relaxed when you're inside of a clean kitchen, I feel like.
And so what other trends can you recommend?
One of the things that I really love as far as countertops, I always recommend using a quartz. I think it's very cost effective. It comes in so many different finishes, and it's durable. Like, if you're going to be in a house raising children and being there for a long time, you're going to want something that is durable and that you don't have to maintain. But then I'm torn because I also really love butcher block. I think it's super beautiful. It adds warmth to your home, but it is a little more expensive and there is maintenance. So if you're willing to do all that, then I also think that's a nice touch.
That is a nice touch. Former Bachelorette JoJo Fletcher, she's talking about home renovation tips. Okay, so what if we can't fully afford to renovate? What are some quick fixes we can do?
Yes, okay, so there's definitely some small changes you can make if you don't have the time to take on a big project or if you don't have the budget. Little things in your kitchen, just as like hardware. Like, replacing your hardware can make a big impact, or refinishing your cabinets, or just painting the space. Like, keeping it updated and crisp and clean, there's little things like that. Or just get a really amazing light fixture. Like, okay. That makes a big statement.
Lights. Lights are big. Lighting is big. Lighting is key, too. There's so many different kinds of light bulbs now, too. My gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I love natural light, but unfortunately, like, you can't just break through a wall and create a window that's cheap. So, like, I would invest in even, like, recessed lighting, a lot more canned lights in your kitchen, because you want it to feel bright, you know?
So JoJo Fletcher is the ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, and like she said, it's really easy to take out a loan to renovate your kitchen. And if you can't take out the loan, there's some quick fixes you can do, too. So do you think there's a show in the making, JoJo, for you and Jordan?
Oh, my gosh. You know, people have been asking me that a lot. Ever since I started putting stuff on my social media, people have been asking me. And, you know, my thought is, I love doing this. Like, this is a passion for me. I enjoy it.
You can tell.
I love sharing it. I should probably be better about sharing it on my social media.
Please do.
But I'll be honest. Like, when I'm in these houses, A, I look super gross, and I'm not thinking about pulling out my phone and recording, but I promise I will be better. I would love to share this passion with people. So if that were to come to me and it made sense, for sure.
So life before and life now. Could you imagine before you even started with Ben Higgins, like, everyone fell in love with you then.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were charmed even more when you became the Bachelor. Like, everybody was rooting for you. Would you change? You wouldn't change it, life before and life now. Do people stop you on the street and, like, JoJo?
Yeah, you know what? They do. And I'm, like, so flattered by it. I know some people may be, like, annoyed with it, but it's like, how cool that, like, I was able to make some sort of impact on somebody to where I could say hi to them and it makes their day. So I love interacting with people who come up to me. I think it's so sweet, and I love learning about them. Like, I would love to be able to, like, meet some of these people I interact with on social media.
Do you guys watch it? The Bachelor? The Bachelor, Bachelorette, uh-huh.
You know, right after our season, we totally wanted to disconnect. Like, I wanted to, like, remove myself completely because, like, we were immersed in it, you know, and it was just everywhere. It was tough. But, like, with this last season, we were able to catch some episodes, and I'm really looking forward to watching Becca. So I will definitely tune in for her.
Oh, my God. We're going to all tune in for Becca. And was Chris Harrison, was he pretty cool?
Oh, Chris is my man. I love him. He's great. He's funny. He's also so incredibly talented. Like, I would have to do 100 takes to be able to give a speech, and he comes up and nails it, and I'm like, gosh, you're so good.
Do you keep in touch with other people, too?
Yeah, I would say that, like, I keep in touch with a lot of the girls from my season. We also keep in touch with Wells from my season. We love Wells, and Jordan and him are good friends. So we try to stay in touch, but, like, we're so busy. It's hard to, like, get out and, like, have a reunion in any sort of way.
I bet. And I'm sure that because you guys were kept, you know, quiet, you had to be so quiet.
Yeah.
And all your weekends spent together, like, you couldn't go out. That probably had to be really hard, too.
Yeah, but it's also something very kind of exciting about it. Like, knowing you had to sneak around to see each other, and you only got to see each other for, like, every, like, 2 weeks. It was kind of exciting. It definitely sucked in between time, but it was exciting.
So when you were there and Jordan got on his knee, you knew that he was the one, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It was like, you know, it's such a weird thing. You go from breaking up with somebody, essentially, to right after thinking or hoping that you're going to get a proposal. But it was really amazing because after, you know, it was really sad to say bye to Robbie, but it was like knowing Jordan was coming to me, it was like, oh, you know what I mean?
And that's the thing, is that's what you were so true about, because when you were like, you wouldn't let Robbie get down on his knee. I mean, I don't know if people remember that, but you were like, you would not take that away from him. And I was like,
yeah.
You know what? I could be her girl. Like, I'm her friend. I would be your girlfriend.
Hang out, Wendy.
Yes, because I'm like, you know, that you're a real person, and you came across the entire time. And I don't watch those reality. I was a television producer. I produced those kind of bad shows. Like, you never came across. You always came across as real and down to earth. So tell us where we can go get more information, and keep putting your stuff on social media for us.
I will. I'm going to get so much better. But in the meantime, you guys can go to marcus.com to get some more of my home renovation tips and to learn more about their no fixed rate home improvement plans.
Former bachelorette JoJo Fletcher. Listen, I want to say you're my favorite, but then I won't get anybody else. So tell Becca to come back. Tell Jordan. Tell Jordan to come on too.
Oh, we're going to come see you, girlfriend.
Come see us and have a great day. Thanks for all
the tips. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thanks so much.
Bye.